This is Joanna Schrader reporting for Domestic Fuel, and today I am with Aaron Kelly, who is the Director of Business Development for Genencor. Aaron, how are you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate the time to talk with you today.
Well, Aaron, thanks for talking with us today. Actually, you've made a very big announcement on the cusp of the fuel ethanol workshop. I think this is going to create quite a buzz next week. But Genencor has launched its next-generation cellulosic enzyme called Accelerase Trio. So, Aaron, can you just tell us a little bit about the enzyme and some of the improvements and benefits of this enzyme?
Certainly. I'd be happy to do that. You know, we're very excited about the Accelerase Trio launch. We think this is going to be a market-leading product and help enable the cellulosic industry to take the next step forward. So there's three main points that we want to drive home with the launch of Accelerase Trio. One is that we think it's a very significant improvement for the industry and a significant improvement for Genencor over Accelerase Duet, our last Accelerase product. So as we look at across the spectrum of different biomass, feedstocks, and pretreatments, we're seeing on average a twofold reduction in the amount of dose of enzyme required to reach the same levels of conversion. So that's very significant for the industry. We also think that Accelerase Trio is one of the easiest to use and most complete products on the market today. So it really combines all of the necessary cellulase and hemicellulase activities to get conversion to monomeric sugars, and that's what the yeast and other things need to produce cellulosic ethanol.
So, Aaron, let's talk a little bit about some of the feedstocks. It's across the board, correct? Switchgrass, wheat straw, corn stover, goes all the way to municipal solid waste. How does the enzyme, I think that's another advantage to this enzyme, that it doesn't matter what type of cellulosic ethanol you're producing, this enzyme is going to be effective in your production process. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We work with so many different folks in the industry that we've got a huge suite of different pretreated feedstocks in our lab, really spanning all of the ones you talked about, from agricultural waste to wood, to purpose-grown energy crops, to municipal solid waste. So, yeah, we've tested Accelerase Trio across the board and see very significant improvements really on all of those substrates. And we do think that there will be a time in the future where Accelerase products may start to get tailored for specific feedstocks or pretreatments. But today we're still able to make significant improvements that really help all the way across the board.
So, Aaron, let's talk about the economic impact of your enzyme. We talk about how much does it cost on average right now to produce a gallon of cellulosic ethanol. You hear anywhere from a range between $2.15 to, say, $2.35. Many people believe we need to be about $1.85 a gallon to really reach parity with current corn ethanol or first-generation technologies. How is this enzyme, how is Accelerase Trio going to help that overall cost of a per gallon of ethanol improve?
I think those numbers you quoted are consistent with what we hear from folks in the industry. And I think a new technology like this is always going to take some time to be fully optimized and really to drive the production cost down towards their lowest point. So it'll take the industry really commercializing these processes at full scale and then a little bit of time to really fully optimize that process. But we think Accelerase Trio is going to play a very important part in that. We think it's going to enable the industry to take that next step to build the 20, 25, even 50 million gallon per year cellulosic ethanol facilities. And we want to be the partner with those folks to help make sure they're getting the maximum performance out of their enzyme.
And then, Aaron, can plants purchase your enzyme right now, or is there a wait period per se before the enzyme will be available to these cellulosic ethanol producers?
Yeah, we launched the product today and we're beginning to take orders now. So we expect that folks will be using it in the near future, very near future. We also have started to get some commitments even. So there's a couple of partners that we've worked with closely pre-commercially that have already trialed some of this product, Imbicon out of Denmark is even committed to commercial purchases already. And then we've also been working with Kale Energy in the U.S. out of South Dakota, and they're in the process of trialing the material at their demonstration scale facility.
Yesterday, the Environmental Protection Agency released their 2012 numbers for the Renewable Fuel Standard, and they significantly reduced the requirement for cellulosic ethanol. I think there's a misperception that some people believe that part of the reason cellulosic isn't at commercial scale is because the technology is not there, and that would include enzyme, but I would argue differently. So now that you have this enzyme and you've been running tests, do you think this might be a means to help accelerate some of the commercial cellulosic ethanol to market, or are we stuck somewhere else in the pipeline?
I think that nobody can deny that the industry is behind the initial renewable fuel standard projections. We think that there's multiple reasons for that. You know, we think that finding financing through the financial crisis has made things very difficult. You know, there's still some feedstock logistics and those sorts of issues that are being worked through. But the technology certainly is there. It's being demonstrated at scales of 1 and 2 million gallons per year today. But we do think that the enzyme is a piece of that. And, you know, this is why we're very proud of the Accelerate TREA launch today, because we do think that it's going to help alleviate any lasting, you know, final concerns people have that the enzymes are good enough to scale this process and make full-scale cellulosic biorefineries a reality.
Well, great. Well, that's definitely some optimistic words that I think the industry needs to continue to hear, and I think consumers need to hear that we are going to bring cellulosic ethanol to market sooner than people realize. So, Aaron, where can people go to get more information about Accelerate TREA and potentially to talk to somebody about the product and order it?
Well, so we've got a couple of websites that are available. Accelerate.com, and that is spelled with two L's, certainly a very good resource. We've got all of the technical information, technical data up there. They can also call from various places in the world to the customer service representatives of Genencor, and they can help give people any information they need, take orders as well. And then if there are more technical questions, they can pass folks through to myself and some of the other members of our team to help answer those questions.
Aaron, will you be at the Fuel Ethanol Workshop meeting with people?
I definitely will, and I actually have a presentation where we'll be further highlighting Accelerate TREA and giving more detail.
Great. So people can contact you and potentially set up meetings with you at FUE as well.
Yeah, we definitely welcome that. We'll also have a very large Genencor booth out on the booth space as well, and I'll probably be there as well as other folks, again, to further discussions and to try to do our part to take that final step.
Great. Well, thanks, Aaron. Thanks for spending time with us today, and I'm sure we'll check in with you soon.
Okay, great. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you guys today, and thank you very much.